Boston as 4:10 on 10:31. Oh, that you?
This is perfect for me?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
What?
What's her name?
But we're not here to talk to her. Unless you want to. Hello, how are you doing? Get that out of the way. We just got done. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm Detective Skaggs. Yeah, sure. Oh, okay. No worries. Don't worry about it. We're fine. We've been sitting in the car all day. So, like I said, we just got done talking. I'm Detective Skaggs, this is Whitaker, and this is Sharman. We just actually got done talking at her house and trying to speak with most of the family and stuff. We kind of just wanted to talk about the whole incident, everything that happened that day, and kind of see if you guys had an indication as to what was going on with Augustine and everything. I know from talking to most of the family and stuff, they say he was, you know, a little bit depressed during that period of time, especially with I guess, you know, they had getting ready to move into the new place and moved all the stuff, and I guess what happened the last second just said, no, you can't come in. So can you kind of fill us in and let us know a little bit about what you know, what's going on with that? Or,
well, you know, my mom, you helped him out with a little bit of money because he rented Motel 6.
He rented Motel 6
for a week for her and him and the kids until they would move into their apartment.
Uh-huh.
So they were ready. And she did that. He did that for her. And then also rented a U-Haul, right, and had everybody.
They helped move,
so
and
helped,
yeah,
move, and then he just did the next step, and she just used them basically to do that.
Just to get herself over there.
And that stuff. She wants him 1 week. She wants him another week. This last time, before this time, he wasn't going to go back to her, but they called and said she was having some sort of panic attack or something, and she wanted to commit suicide, and he called her and he went back with her.
So their relationship been this off on thing for a long period of time, then they get into these fights and he leaves and
kids from him. I told her, the ones that I make space to her, I told her, why have all these kids? Don't have no more kids. If you're gonna be like that fighting back and forth, just leave them.
Mm-hmm.
Separate both of you. You go one way, he goes the other way. And I used to tell him, he's not the only woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of women.
Right.
Like but, men, there's a lot of men. One man, ten men.
Right, exactly. But he just kept on going back to her. Then
she just had a call.
Well, they even went to court, and she had about a year ago, I think. She had a restraining order against him.
Uh-huh.
But she went and
And she wanted him back. That's what right now too.
He was started with child support around $45,000 on child support. Well,
he's still giving her money.
I tried
she's still collecting child support
for them. How come you don't go back? You don't go alone. Go back and your family. You work and her. She's working.
Uh-huh.
But he was long time out of work from. Sure.
Now, speaking of work, he was working up in Ojai, is that what we're told?
Yeah, well, he found a part-time over there.
Okay.
Side jobs.
Was there a certain company that he was working for? Or?
I don't know what company
we were trying
was
to figure it out, we don't know.
Okay.
But that night he came over here, he called me.
Okay.
He called me, Mom.
can.
Yeah, we heard that.
I have $10.
Okay.
So I can go all the way to Ojai because I'm going to start working tomorrow.
Okay.
I didn't want money because I feel sick.
Uh-huh. So you think his plan was he was going to spend the night up in Ojai until the morning?
What I was figuring now, because they used to text a lot, him and her.
Okay.
So I thought when he left from here, pick up the $10, probably they already had the argument or after,
uh-huh,
pick up the $10. And probably she reported him to the police.
Uh-huh.
And he took off to Ojai. That's what I was figuring out.
Okay.
Because
that's what we're trying to figure out, why he went to Ojai. And then we found out that he was working up there, but we didn't know, you know, if he would just went.
What he figured out, and he came back again, I guess. That's what I guess.
You guys were both, so he came here to pick up the $10, yeah, after. And
he
you
was
guys
around,
were both here?
Who's early? Around 7:30 or 8.
And you guys were both here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was his mindset then? I mean, wow. Was he angry? Was he despondent, like not responding?
He looked depressed.
A little depressed.
Like lost?
I talked to him.
Have you guys ever seen him under the influence?
Yes.
Do you guys think he was under the influence? I mean, was he
really,
like
really, I used to ask him, Mijo, are you under the influence? Tell me the truth, but he didn't tell me.
He could have been.
Tell her.
But he didn't tell me. I asked
him.
That's how I. But he didn't tell me, but I'm not going to say that he wasn't, because he could have been.
Not, well, I'd heard like the last, yeah,
the whole,
and it's not the
same. Well,
at what point?
My mom wants to know if he was under the influence.
Yeah, and right. What we had heard was that it was bad for a couple weeks prior to that he had been using a lot, and that I guess it was with you, something about a bush. There was, he was paranoid about somebody being in a bush or something like that. Yeah.
Before Saturday.
Saturday, right before?
He came over here and he parked on the front. And then, Saturday or Friday, I think it was Friday. He came by Saturday. Saturday he was here on the phone. And that's when he came in, but he looked kind of weird and like he was scared and like panic. I told him what's wrong, and he said, I don't know, mom, somebody's calling me. They want to kill me. Yeah, who? And I'm saying, no, I think you're hallucinating. You know, no, mom, over there, before, and then went outside. And then I went to the and said, over there, look, you see the man over there, standing over there? They're following me, they're looking over here. So you know what I'm seeing here in the car? I'm going to take him to look. Because I always walk here at night, and I never seen a wife. People walking the dogs. You get in the car, I'm gonna take you over there. And then when he got in the car and I'm gonna take him over there, they go, see, there's nobody here. You know, but that light over there, that's a light. It's always there. You know, all came on, you know, all them went on, hallucinating.
So.
But I always see them here. But before that, this happened to me with him, a lot of things. About four times. Once over there in Isabel, for me and my husband used to stay over there. When his dad got sick, we went with Isabel. So we were staying over there, and one time he came too. And he was like scared, I mean, and he sat on the couch and he said, Mom, do you see that man standing there on the door? And no, I don't see nobody there. And then I told him, you know what, I haven't seen the devil. And, are you using drugs? No, Mom. That's a devil, you know. These drugs later that they're using today, maybe this drug, and that's a devil.
Yeah.
But he won't admit it to me. So what I did, I got the Bible and I started reading it to him. I sit on one side of him. Look, you have faith on God. You have done on that thing. If you're on that thing, then it's not cool on the thing. Have faith on God. You'll be alright. At one time.
And then he straightened up after,
yeah,
that, probably? Because he stopped,
mm-hmm,
using?
Mm-hmm.
Because he told him?
Yeah.
So. And he called her up and he told. That was during the pursuit then?
Yeah, she said that it was during. That she didn't believe him until she heard.
The sirens and everything?
Well, we were already scared.
Did he call anybody else? I know he talked to. At one point, because she.
He was on drugs, Edward.
Did he ever talk to you on the phone?
Yeah.
But you guys showed up out there. You guys went out.
I went to
answer me back.
He told me
if
calm
I tell
down,
him something, but I never talked back to him. They had a lot of respect for me.
Right.
But the way he was, I mean, two exes or
six,
or seeing things, everyone used to see things too.
So, well, you seen my mom and the kids,
in his red
apartment,
mind. Yeah.
Sending up.
So that day you don't think he was in his red mind?
We all went over there.
Well, he didn't know any hair,
and
so he started aware. And she
that,
to
we're just,
I was going to tell her, don't
waiting,
talk
waiting, we could see the helicopter just getting closer and closer, and we just said, you know, he's coming over here, you know, to his house, and we're looking up, and all of a sudden, just everything comes around the corner after that,
and
we're going to move from here, and
you approach the car. Okay.
And after that, I go to the car, and
tell me about that. When the car stops, did you go straight over to the car, or was there gunfire still going on?
No, there was no gunfire. I couldn't get
the
here, so I parked in the
place.
But I don't know.
He went
right here.
Uh-huh.
My car there.
Well, he came over here.
And started running.
Or he went after. Because, you know,
a lot of people. We just crossed through the place right here. I don't even know if I crossed through this one. I don't remember.
And
then we get
that he didn't care.
Over there, and they're just, there's no shooting or anything. I didn't know already that they had shot him or anything, but first, and I said, heard her say, you know, you killed my brother, so I ran over there, and I got to see them, and that's about it, because I was on the floor after that.
I tried to figure out something, if he was losing his mind, or if he was on drugs,
I talked
or the doctor didn't want
to
tell
him.
I didn't ask him that.
You did talk to him?
Mentally stable.
He didn't look mentally stable to you?
He didn't look like he was under the influence, but he didn't look like he was all there in his eyes, and I told him. I had already told him that I didn't want him here, you know. And but he came, and he's my brother, you know, so I just wanted to try to help him. So I called him to the room, and I told him that, I guess he felt at that point, that's why I don't know if he was, you know, mentally just thinking everybody would just didn't want him around. And,
nobody,
you know. And
did he tell you that he had a gun at that time? Did you know that, or?
He didn't mention nothing.
No.
A weapon.
Really?
He just told me.
We would have known. I mean,
I got on my knees and started crying, and I told him, you know, if I can help him, if he would go in a home, you know, to get some help, and he would, I don't need a home. And then I go, you do. And I go, you think that I'm against you, you know, because sometimes I go, I don't want you here, you know. And I go, I can't have you here because me and my son, you know, we're on probation, and I go, and I can't have you here, you know.
Right.
And I go, but it's not that I don't want you here. You're my brother, and I was crying. Like, he look at me in my eyes, and he kept looking this way. He didn't want to look at me, and I was on my knees. I go, look at me in my eyes, and he looked at me in my eyes. I said, I love you. I go, you're my brother. I go, I would do anything for you. I go, but you need to get help. I go, look at mom, you know, what you're putting her through and everything. And he goes, nobody can help me anymore. So nobody can help me no more.
Talk to him too, or we were the reason why we're here, see if he heard anything or knew anything different. So
yeah, he was talking with him too in the room with me.
Okay.
That's all.
But they never went one-on-one and talked with each other or anything like that.
Yeah, after that.
Okay. Any indication as to where he might have gotten that weapon from?
Nobody's
really.
He's not that kind of a person.
Well, he like,
right now you don't even know where they get, you know, a lot of things are going around.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people selling them or...
Right.
I see them.
I mean, if you put him in the category...
Every day.
If you put him in the category of him... Obviously, they carry that. That's why we're like, you know...
Right. I've never had an issue with him before with a weapon, so...
We don't understand.
With that scene, I only had problems when, I don't know if he was under the influence on drugs, but he liked to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He would drink one beer, two beers every day. And I used to tell him, Mijo, you need to go to the doctor and get healed. And I used to tell him, is that the only thing that relaxes you? your mind. He said, yeah, I feel good drinking the beer.
Hmm. But I think throughout the year, that
he had too much on his mind.
After his son, then my brother, then my dad, he just was...
Just too much for him.
Just too much for him.
Yeah, my only concern now is it being too, you know, for him seeing so much. And that's why he's really going to need family, you know. And at least like I told everybody so far that taking him under his wing and keeping him busy working and stuff like that, and that's good. Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, that's been our concern because, you know, we've seen him go as gang officers. We've seen him already go into the idea of trying to be like Augie Jr., you know what I'm saying? And trying mm-hmm. to be taking the gang. So it just scares me that he's going to go that same path. Mm-hmm. So you just got to really keep an eye on him. Yeah. And I can working with him, so that's good.
I talked to him a lot.
That's good. Well, that's all we have. We just want to come over here.
To help them, but they don't listen.
You don't. What? What's going on, babe?
I just wanted to see. We talked to Augustine. I told him we talked to him in the room that day. That was about it.
We're just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I understand.
Yeah, we just kind of want to see where he was at and stuff like that, what's going on. And we've talked to most of the family and stuff. And, you know, it seems to be that, you know, the whole thing was, yeah, he was using pretty heavy during that time, but he was also pretty depressed about all the stuff that was going on with, you know, family and so, I mean, was there anything that, did you guys ever get a chance to speak to you and him privately? Or?
Me and him, no. I mean, at this point, we don't know. Just like when he would come over to see his sister, we would talk, but he was like pretty much to himself. He was like,
I don't know. Like,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know. Right. You never did drugs or anything like that, but I'm sure you could understand, but when you're in addiction, you don't think about what was left. I tried to impeach him the little bit of church that I, you know. Uh-huh. You guys know. I'm sure you ran my name.
No, we.
I'm sure my name hasn't come up in many, many years. Mr. Charbonneau was way back in the day. But
where are you taking him to mental health?
All I tried to do was the men's home type thing. I was in and out of the men's home with him. I dealt with him on that level, but as far as him,
he
was a very personal type of person.
When's the last time you saw him?
The night he said goodbye to us.
Which was how many days before he got shot?
No, that night, 45 minutes later, we get a phone call saying, hey, he's in a high-speed chase, and so I called my pastor, and they met here, and I'm just kind of grateful that the family left, that just me and the and because if they would have rolled up, he stopped. They would have ran to the car. He would have came out shooting, and it would have been really, really bad. Because they would have done that. I mean, I don't know if you remember, brother.
Right.
Well, so they had done that before.
Exactly.
So, you know, that was his only concern for the brother. But as far as Augustine himself, I never really interacted with him too much. As far as like barbecues and stuff like that, he did.
Yeah, and, we knew he drank, we knew he used and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that's my understanding. Might have been like that. But the domestic problem, I never
really got chance to talk to him about that. Okay.
Yeah, he did.
And he never confided in you about having a weapon or anything like that, or. Did he ever tell you that he had a weapon at one point?
No, not that I remember. He had the gun since then. Didn't you guys hear about that? Remember Mr. Gonzalez? There's somebody got shot at on Colonial Road.
On Colonial Road?
Not too long ago.
Okay.
That was Augustine, and he had the gun since then.
Okay.
But that's between me and you.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
Said, but, because really, honestly, I mean, I went to see him.
And that was on Colonial Road there in LA?
Yeah, and a couple people told me they stormed the whole place looking for who
did it.
Yeah, that okay. was that day. I don't know what day okay. exactly, but that since then. And
you think it might have been the same gun too, or something like that?
I'm guessing. I'm thinking.
Okay.
So I'm not too sure, okay. but that was the day that I think he either got the gun or that was the day actually. The family was aware of it, I think. He's really, like I said, he's very private, and if anyone in the family knew that, they kept it to themselves.
We had an issue prior to this whole thing. It was a brand. He got arrested recently.
I heard about it, but
supposedly Augustine was there with, and then they had an issue with the neighbor. The neighbor came out and there was kind of a fight almost happened and a brandishing occurred. Right. And we didn't know if that was like the same gun or whatever.
Yeah, that one I did.
Okay, I don't know.
The one is
what you heard.
As far as that guy's like, no.
How long ago did that one happen?
It's the day they stormed Colonia Road. You can probably look
Oxnard
that up.
PD. Was that Oxnard PD stormed Colonia Road?
Sheriff's.
Okay.
I think it was Sheriff's.
Okay. Okay.
But, yeah, because I got a couple phone calls that are like, hey, man, they're wrong.
And I'm was it about a month ago or about a month ago?
Month-ish. And a couple people were like, hey, man, you better tell your brother-in-law to calm down. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And they're like, just tell him what I said. And I'm like, who is this in the first place? And, right. and they're like, well, and then they think that we're all in one mind and right. we're, hey, Augustine, go, you go and do that. But right. we weren't, you know, okay. and we were trying to, I was, that night, we prayed with him. And Skaggs, come on, I mean, you must probably think I'm a big old phony Christian, but I believe in God. And
last time I spoke with you and I praised you for that, the fact that you are believing in God and stuff. I go to church every Sunday myself, dude. So, I mean, I think that's awesome. And,
I'm not a good example. I'm not the best example.
Hey, you know what? We're all, if we were perfect, our name would be different. It would be Jesus, right? So, okay.
Yeah, right on, Skaggs. Right.
So, the thing is you know, I just want to stop all this stuff.
Me too.
And you know, I feel bad for what happened. Obviously, he had a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff that we probably can't imagine.
Exactly.
But,
exactly, because I'm an addict, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we're good. I'm good right now.
But like, I'll help as much as I can. I promise you, I will. I promise you, with details or whatever. But
more about that. I know who did it. I mean, but we all know. But I mean, I don't have much more in regards to that as to like evidence-wise. That's the only thing we can't do much about it. So.
And I'm just like. You know, I'm getting more like, I'm like, hey, bro, please, forgive. Can you forgive? And he's like, and whatever. You know, like, keep praying for me and stuff like that. And I'm like,
my number.
Right.
If my pen works. Of course, it's not going to work right now, and I don't have my card.
I told my boss, I go, hey,
it's my day off.
The detectives are at my house, man. They think they want to talk to me about something, but if it's something bad, bro, I'll see you later. I appreciate you, you know?
Yeah, hey,
He goes, nah. I said, yeah, I kind of think the same thing. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing.
What he's doing with, keeping him working?
Yeah.
I didn't put my name on there, but that's my cool. number.
I'm going to log in. I'm going to log in as
whatever you want. And just if you need anything or if you hear things on the streets that would be helpful to me, hey, somebody's got a gun, you need to get that gun away from him, you know, type of thing.
I promise you I'll do
that. We won't get back to you.
I promise you I'll
do
that.
That's how we save lives.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and that's what, and my position, I mean, I know people say, man, you're a pot-smoking Christian. What kind of dude is that? And I'm like, well, you should have seen where I was at 4 or 5 years ago. Whoa. But my thing is to the peace.
Yeah.
The peace.
Yeah.
I don't have the video to show you, but I went in there. It's my phone died. Yeah. But I went in there to videotape Augie yesterday, and the officer was cool with it. He wasn't there guarding him, so I took a little. I was praying with him, and I said, you know, Augie, whatever it is, and I got him, and I said, whatever you want us to learn from this, God, please, you know, let us do.
Well, you're married to this family, and I've known this family for years, so
yeah.
Whatever we can do to help them out.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
man.
Easy, man.
Charmin.
I see you again.
On better terms, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you like a Sergeant or Captain now?
No, Sergeant.
Sergeant?
Yeah.
He's the boss.
All right. Why do you look familiar? You too.
I'm good. Look, I'm all out of posters everywhere.
Ha ha ha.